Now, Honey Honeywood is with us today. Many people, including Matthew Tukaki, are putting 50 on that Honey is going to be the candidate for Te Pāti Māori, although we don't want to encourage gambling on our program. And Honey is talking about the potential of, but we do need to clarify that it hasn't been confirmed as yet. But he is kindly with us to talk about why, if it all falls into place, he'd be keen to represent the interests of his people from the north. Thanks for joining us at Te Tuakana. Tēnā koe, Hone.
Yeah, kia ora, brother.
It's good to catch up with you again. And when your name, well, obviously has been bandied around that Hone might return after what has occurred with Maria Meno. And, you know, we wish all our whānau who put their hat in the ring politically well, Hone. But you have a particular style of politics and many might welcome a return too. I noticed that you had to check first with Hilda, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Because Hilda supported me right through my early parliamentary career, and then I backed her to stand for council. She won it the first time round, and she won it again the second time round. She'd been very strong in there. An excellent voice, and I said that, you know, I'd commit to doing everything I could to supporting her in that. So, you know, we've got our mokopunas that live with us. We're building a papakāinga here at home. One of our daughters needs special care, so you know, we've got a lot going on just in our lives at the moment, as well as she's a full-on councillor, and of course she won the Wakaama Nationals 2 years in a row. She now has to go to the Worlds, so she's also got training for the World Championships in Singapore in August. So yeah, there's a lot going on, and we just have to be really, really clear within ourselves that it's something that we could take on, because I couldn't take it on if she didn't agree. So
I understand what you're saying.
She seems quite comfortable with it at the moment, but I'm not quite so much, because I had a couple of mokopunas when I was in Parliament last time. Kahi, my boy, and Fetuau used to come down occasionally and terrorise the place, and I really missed out a lot of their growing up because I was away so much. So we got more now. Manu, Menihira, Te Kaweho. So we got more components. So we got a life that's really positive. And then I got my job, of course. You know, we started a clinic where there was none. We're doing our papakāinga. We're building another papakāinga. I'm still on the board of our kura. Yeah, so it's a full life that I lead up here, a full and incredibly positive life that I lead up here. So there's a lot for me to think about, and for Hilda.
Well, tēnā koe, and I thank you for painting the picture of a proud kuro. He's returned home, and I understand completely, you know, being likewise what you're saying. There are many sacrifices you make with politics, and of course have to remind those of you listening in that Hone hasn't been confirmed as the candidate. In fact, over the weekend, there was a new executive, because with the way things have happened, that's for Tai Tonga, and the same no doubt has to occur for Tai Tukuro before any candidates can be confirmed. But let's just frame this, that Hone is one of the front runners, you would think, if all goes well, and your mokos in the background as well there, Hone. Let's talk about big personalities, and have you always got on with Tamahere? Or have you guys been at loggerheads every now and then through both of your lengthy careers, you know, as advocates for Māori? Is there room for two big personalities in the same room, do you think, Hone?
Yeah, well, that's always going to be an issue, of course. But to be clear, there's been a rumour going around that I've been chasing this candidacy for a long time.
No, I don't
see
that
bullshit,
myself.
I mean, it's an insult to Maria Mendel and an insult to me and to Hilda. I mean, we backed Maria Mendel full 100. We had a billboards out here. I had differences with Maria Meno, but made it clear to her that as long as she was our MP, we would back her to the end. We kept her billboard up above our reception in our office, you know, for all the public to see, for all the time that she was our MP, even when she was going through all of the grief. And over the last few months at our branch in Kaitaia, we wrote to her often to say, you know, please come and talk to us. We've got a campaign to build, and we just need to know what it is that you're doing so that we can, you know, build towards everything. I was supposed to go on a roadshow a couple of weeks ago, and it was recommended I wait until Meno make a decision so she could, well, we were hoping that she could come with us on the roadshow. But in the end, she decided not to. So the Māori Party is too important, in my view, to be allowed to fall away. I mean, I had my differences with it in the early days, but I'm really clear that the new version, the way in which they've developed their kaupapa, has been awesome. And I love to just hear the stuff that's coming out of the Māori Party, because it hits every mark. And I know most people in Te Tokerau felt that, and they believed it, and voted for it. And I'm not prepared to just let that go. So I'm going to do the roadshow starting on, tomorrow. Kaikohe, Whangarei.
So what are you going to do about what's described as a dictatorial arrangement there? I mean, you're your own man, and no doubt always will be. And John too is pretty self-assured, if I can use that term. So some will be thinking that your personalities eventually will clash, and you know, you stand proudly with your own mana motu hake, but you know, who's gonna have the reins here?
What, again, going back to the main point, I'm not a candidate yet.
Yeah, okay, but if you become one,
that process is ongoing, and I'm going to go and do this roadshow. And
well, people are betting on you becoming the candidate, and you're firming, and you're firming up as we speak.
But this, tell you what, brother, at the moment there are no branches of the Māori Party in the whole of Te Tokerau, and haven't been for years, and I don't know what's been going on. We started one in Kaitaia because there wasn't one. Meno said she didn't use branches. I thought, what? So I value branches because they are your touchstone. You go out to those communities, and I like them to be queer, actually, because they like to tell me off. They give you a real strong understanding of what it is that's important in their communities. You get people coming up to see you for the drug charges, and so you learn heaps, and you learn what it is that you can do to help people. But again, taking the roadshow is to build those branches so that whoever is our candidate, and I'm absolutely crystal clear about this, if it's somebody else, I know of one person, incredibly talented chap, but if it is somebody else, I'm still going to back the Māori Party 100, because that's my game. And, you know, like I said earlier, we still have not settled our home issues, eh? As to whether me and John are going to butt heads, probably. But, you know, there's nothing to be worried about. And who would win? Well, he'd probably win. He's the president of the bloody party. But it doesn't stop the challenge of doing things like that. So let's not get too far ahead of ourselves at the moment, dear brother.
I understand what you're saying.
I'm a confident and self-assured person, a lot like John. But right now, one is my family, and two is rebuilding the party. Those things I'm committed to.
Tēnā koe, a roadshow on and establishing branches seems like a sound strategy. We are witnessing issues politically. Perhaps you can recall days when we were challenged and kicked around the things that we treasure being denigrated and dismissed and trying to tuck on the mana of our Māori people before, but in recent times, this coalition government seems to have taken their anti-Māori stance to a new level. Do you think, as proud people, we should all be bordering on furious at what we are witnessing politically, and should all be motivated to not just vote, but be supportive of our Māori ways to effect political change? How does the coalition government's behaviour in the last 2.5 years sit with you, Hone Arawira?
Never in the history of this wonderful country have we ever had a government with the power and the intent to be as racist as this one, to be so demeaning of the treaty. As we speak, they're taking treaty clauses out of tens of different pieces of legislation. As we speak, they have downtrodden the leo. You know what I mean? As we speak, all of the things that we have been building for the last 50 years, they are trying to destroy. We must get rid of this government. Because if we don't get rid of this government, then if they get a second term, they will embed the racism that they have promoted in this first term. And once it's embedded, and people start to think that that's the norm, then we've got another Mount Everest to climb. And my view is that we should be doing everything we can and supporting whoever we can within Te Pāti Māori to become a full member of a coalition to throw this pack of bastards out. And then, here's my line, and I've suggested it to others too, but so it's, whether I'm the candidate or not, doesn't matter. But here's my line on the election. In the first 100 days, we repeal every piece of anti-Māori legislation that this pack of bastards have put in. We repeal every single one of those things in the first 100 days. Once that's done, all we've done is brought us back to square one. And then the whole world can start building positively again. Because this last period has all been about, you know, making Māori look like we tried to take lots more than we need, and the rest of the country should be angry with us, and trying to make Māori look like a devil and all that kind of stuff. When in reality, all we have been doing is slowly building Māori into becoming a valuable members of this community, this society of ours. It's all we've been doing. And the way to do that is by promoting kaupapa Māori, which, my God, you know, businesses all over the world, New Zealand businesses, use kaupapa Māori, use reo Māori, use kapahaka, use Māori imagery in the promotion of the businesses in this country. Every single government official that travels overseas looks to that cultural statement from Māori to give value to what it is that they have to present. And when you go to places like China, mate, they can see any politician walk through their whare, but they stop when they see a kapahaka. And you know that here we've got Winston Peters in New Zealand First and David Seymour and ACT doing their best to destroy Adele simply because they can't speak it. Simply because they can't speak it. How embarrassing is that? If they can't do it, so they'll kill it for the rest of the world. Well, our job is to make sure that doesn't happen. They don't get a second chance. This government must go.
Good catching up with you, Hone. And again, I just want to remind those of you listening in today kindly that it hasn't been confirmed on his candidacy, but he has thrown his hat in the ring. We'll keep you posted, and we'll be among the first to let you know when it, if indeed is confirmed as Hone Harawira candidate for Te Pāti Māori and Tai Tokoro. If that's the case, we'll have cause to have many conversations going forward. But I do thank you for painting a picture of what's been behind some of your decision-making, and all of the best on the roadshow to Tukana. Thank you, Hone.